Welcome back to Fucked Old Fuck Tales.
It's Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're here, 2021.
Gosh, we haven't done an episode since last year.
Wow. How long were you holding on to that one?
About 3 seconds.
Wow. Okay, I hope it was worth it.
It was. I liked it. Oh, I forgot. What's up, folkies?
Anyway, this year we're going to start with a new rule that I only get to soapbox one time per episode for 2 minutes.
Only? Like, that's not enough?
That's definitely not enough. This whole episode could be me soapboxing.
It wouldn't. I would not allow that. I would just forget to press record.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would just forget to write the episode, so. Also, super fun. We gotta start off with some trigger warnings.
No, you forgot to tell them what we're talking about today.
That will be after the trigger warnings.
It should be before.
Okay, well, before the trigger warnings, we're gonna be talking about some lesser known Greek deities.
Heck yeah, it's Greek week, baby!
All of y'all love Greek week.
Let's go!
Okay.
Let's go!
This is why they voted that you were funnier on the poll. It made me feel so old.
I am funnier.
That's mean.
Oh. The people voted?
What?
Do you want me to put up another poll?
No.
To see if you get voted for?
I don't think I will unless I go vote by myself. Which I did do for the last poll.
That's rough.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's enough of me pitying myself for now.
Trigger warnings?
Trigger warnings. Disease, torture, warfare, and incest.
All the normies, you know.
For Greek week, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes, that's it. Alright, hit us with your best shot.
Hit me with your best shot! Okay, you knew that was coming. What kind of snapping was that?
The best I can do with my teeny tiny hands.
That was...
I was backing you up, bro.
It was, but that wasn't in the beat of hitting me with your best shot. I was going for Pat Benatar.
Which one?
Pat Benatar.
I don't know.
Oh, that is sad. That is sad. Oh, gosh.
What is that? Explain it.
Pat Benatar is a singer.
Never heard of her. Or him. Or them.
Her.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I'm so upset. I failed you. I'm so sorry.
All right, okay. Then.
So, the first deity I'm going to be talking about is Hygieia. I think that's how you say that. Anybody want to guess what she is the goddess of? Hygieia. You don't know? Okay. She is the goddess of hygiene. Do you get it? Hygieia. Hygiene.
That's not even a joke. That's literally where that word comes from.
Okay, you know what? Nobody was asking you.
Okay.
This is why I'm the funnier one, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Anyways. Hygieia, goddess of hygiene, as previously stated 2 seconds ago. The Hippocratic Oath. For you guys that don't know, that's what doctors say when they are becoming doctors. The Hippocratic Oath is based on Hippocrates, who is the father of medicine. You know, the OG physician, OG gangster, you know. Mm-hmm. I think, I can't say OG gangster, because doesn't that just mean OG... Original gangster.
Yeah.
Anyways, that oath asks people to swear on Hygieia because she is the goddess of hygiene, you know, hand washing and bathing and cleanliness and whatnot.
Yes.
Hygieia's dad is, Arsacius?
Definitely not that.
As Celsius? Anyways, Hygieia's dad is the god of medicine, however you say his name. There are really not a whole lot of stories about her, because usually it's all about her father and his fancy healing powers. But Hygieia is more unique in that she is more about maintaining health and preventing disease. She really could have been useful last year.
That's why we picked her.
Thanks, Hygieia. But she is... A good way to look at it is that Hygieia is vitamins and vaccines in preventing sickness, and her father, Arsacius, is more surgery and fixing people and whatnot.
Exactly. So she's the one that stops you from getting sick. Her dad fixes you after you're sick.
Yeah. Preventative care. Very important.
Very important.
I don't actually work in preventative care. I fix people after they've been fixed.
So you're
I'm after surgery.
You're the fixer-upper.
Yeah. I'm the fixer that fixes the fixing.
Fantabulous.
Hygieia's statues. They show her with a snake wrapped around her that is drinking medicine from a bowl in her hand. So the snake is drinking the medicine, and the medicine is intended to be portrayed as preventative medicine, as in, you know, what we just stated. This is also the same snake that is wrapped around her father's rod today that is depicted on medical symbols, but I believe there's two snakes on that.
There are, so sometimes that's the other myth that pertains to Hermes and, you know, what he does.
Ah, yes.
It's Cadmus and Calliope, something like that.
Hmm. Cadmus is in Young Justice.
Yes. It's in the DC comics.
For those of you that do not watch Young Justice, it's an amazing show. It's on HBO Max. I love it. There's 3 seasons of it right now. So good. You guys need to watch it.
I don't watch animated superhero things. I prefer live action or comics, but I gotta say, I'm really enjoying Young Justice.
It's pretty good, I'm telling you.
I'm actually impressed.
It's like, it's not very kid-ish.
No, it's not. Like, I think it would still appeal to kids, and there's nothing inappropriate in it. But it's, like, enjoyable to adults.
Yeah. Anyways, back to Hygieia. So, Hygieia usually has her brother, Telesphorus, with her. They're usually, you know, pictured together. And he is the god of recuperation from illness. And he is usually depicted as a small boy or dwarf who is always wearing a hood and sometimes even is holding a scroll with instructions for what someone should do when they are in the process of recuperating from said illness.
Why a dwarf, do you think?
Like, I don't know.
Like, what's that about?
Do you want me to ask him?
Yeah, next time you see him, when you're helping, you know, people, fixing the fixing that needs fixing,
mm-hmm.
You just be like, bro, why are you a dwarf?
Very bad idea.
Actually, don't do that.
Good gracious. Yeah. Anyways, I'm done talking about Hygieia and hygiene.
Okay.
And Young Justice.
Are you done talking about Young Justice?
And Atreus.
Right. Can we be sure that you're done with Young Justice? Because I feel like it's going to come back.
Probably, yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm going to talk about Epimetheus. Did you like how I did that?
That's pretty good.
Thank you. And this is the god of afterthought and excuses. So, he's pretty much useless because he's scatterbrained and impulsive.
Me?
Which is me.
No!
We're both scatterbrained and impulsive.
I'm the most impulsive, I think. I think you're the one that thinks things out a little bit more.
I like I'm to usually think just like go do, for it. But most of my tattoos I got like the day of because that was what I wanted.
Tattoos mean nothing.
Not to us, apparently.
I know that's true. We both have way too many.
Not enough.
Psych. We're never gonna stop.
So Epimetheus' brother is probably the more well known one, Prometheus.
Never heard of him.
Really? I hope that was a joke.
It was a joke.
Okay, fantastic.
We have a whole podcast on mythology. Yes, I know who Prometheus
okay,
is.
Okay, fantastic. Well, both of them actually created man, but since Epimetheus didn't think things through, he'd already given the best traits to the animals, and man was left with nothing special. Like, no fur, feathers, or the ability to fly.
Sucks. Thanks, bro. Thanks for looking out for us.
But Prometheus, who is way smarter, made man to look like gods and have higher thought when he gave them fire, which is a whole other story.
Fire bad.
Fire bad.
Fire bad.
Fire
also
bad.
A great movie.
Hotel Transylvania, 10
amazing.
Out of 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
All 3 movies are good, except the third one's a little weak.
Yeah.
But 1 and 2 are really good.
I actually really like 2.
Blah,
I liked,
blah, blah.
Yeah, the idea of the little baby.
Keep us.
Blah, blah, blah.
Key Buzz.
Key Buzz.
I love that little dude. Little Dennis.
Yeah. Denisovich.
I need to watch that movie again. He's so cute. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes. Watch Hotel Transylvania. So good. But that's, you know, the story. Prometheus went against Zeus and gave mankind fire, and it is why we have the intelligence that we have today, even though, as both she and I just stated, we don't use that intelligence often.
Nah, who needs it?
Nah. But this only applies to when men were created, because, surprise, surprise, Zeus created women.
Ah.
And this is actually to get revenge on Prometheus for the fire and for tricking Zeus so that man could eat the good parts of the animals and sacrifice only the bad to the gods.
Uh-huh, you guys get the scraps. I shouldn't say that. I'm gonna get smited.
Smoten.
Smitted?
Smitten?
No, not smitten.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, smitted, smited, smoted. One of those. Smote? Yeah.
I don't know. I won't, because I don't eat meat, so good luck with that.
I only eat, like, chicken and fish.
Fish.
Which is ironically what you call a fish with no eyes. Fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a new joke. Very good.
So I see one of your resolutions this year was to be mean.
No! I was just saying, dang, that joke is old. Well, anyway, Prometheus is wise and nothing could break him during the torture that was to follow, you know, whole stealing fire fiasco, giving it to man. He has to be chained to a rock for eternity with an eagle pecking his eyes out, so that's
that was my eagle noise.
Ka-ka-ow. Okay. Zeus also held him captive because Prometheus was the only one who knew the name of the woman who'd give birth to the son who would kill Zeus someday. Did that make sense?
No. Yes, okay. It does. I was just messing with you.
Okay. Well, there's a spoiler that he ended up eating her anyway, and the child she gave birth to was Athena.
Not a son.
Bursting from Zeus's head. Yeah, not a son. Not so a instead, son. She just became his favorite child who could do his bidding. She's a suck-up, basically, but gotta love her.
I mean, you don't gotta love her, but at least she's not Hera. Hera's the worst.
I'm just gonna say that to myself every time I do something bad. At least I'm not Hera.
I mean, yeah, that's a good way to look at it, because Hera's the worst. She is Speaking the worst. Of, have you guys seen Blood of Zeus on Netflix? It's so good, and it literally just supports my theory further that Hera is the worst.
Oh, everything, she's the worst except for Hercules the movie. The animated movie.
Okay, we all know, as much as I love Hercules, do not come for me. I literally have his medallion tattooed on my arm, okay? That movie is not at all accurate to mythology.
Not
We've
close.
Talked about this before.
Yeah.
But yes, Hera is nice in it.
Yeah. I couldn't watch Blood of Zeus, so be warned, it is, like, pretty gory.
It's gore. It's animated, but it's pretty gory for animation, but I really like it, so if you guys want to check it out, it's good.
Hmm.
Okay, anyway, it's my turn now. So, I am going to talk about, Thea or Thea? I feel like it looks like Thea, but Thea sounds cooler.
We're going to call her. Thea sounds cooler than Thea.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, let's call her Thea. Thea is the goddess of sight and illumination. Well, I guess she's not really a goddess. She is a titan of sight and illumination.
Yeah.
She is the daughter of Ouranos, who is the sky. And Gaia? We can never agree on what.
Yeah.
We're going to call her Gaia, who is Earth. Thea, I'm gonna all these names,
just
man.
Just keep flip-flopping.
Thea is the mother of all light-based deities, including Selene, who is the goddess of the moon, not to be confused with Artemis, just there's so many. Eos? I don't know. Who is the goddess of the dawn, and Helios, who is god of the sun, not to be confused with Apollo.
I mean,
those two things. Okay. Quick rundown. Selene is the goddess of the moon, but is, like, the physical portrayal of the moon.
She's not in charge of the moon. She is the moon.
Does that make sense? And Helios is the sun. Therefore, Artemis is the goddess of the moon. Selene is the moon. Artemis is the goddess of the moon.
Yeah, no,
and it's the same
sense.
For Apollo and Helios.
Quick little thing. So Selene as the moon. If you've ever seen Xenon, I think it was like Xenon Z3 or something from Disney Channel. No. Okay. It was a really good, like, futuristic movie. They all move onto the moon. Like, they all start to live there and, you know, do what humanity does and start spoiling it by. You know, does this count as my soapbox? Is that what you're trying to tell me right now?
I didn't say anything.
Okay. Well, basically, they're just, like, polluting the moon, and so she comes out as, like, the embodiment of it. She's like a punk rocker that's like green. Like she, like her skin is green. She wears green. She's like kind of Irish. It's really weird. But she's like, the main character, Xenon, is like, why do you look like that? And she's like, I look like whatever I want to look like, dude. Like, this is my planet. Get off. Or my moon, I guess.
Yeah.
I was like, accurate. If humanity ever gets up there, we're screwed.
I hate to break it to you, but humanity has been on the moon before.
But we don't live there long term. There's like a whole flag
and everything up there.
Okay, cool. I mean, we don't live there. Genius. Oh, so mean.
Okay, back to the myth. So Theia has a brother whose name is Hyperion, which means the sun god. I don't even know at this point. There's so many of them. Fun fact, her brother Hyperion was also her husband, Eel. But they were known as the perfect couple, and their brother, Cronus, you know, the big bad titan who ruins everything, saw them as competition for the throne, so king of the gods and the titans and whatnot. So, he kidnapped their three kids and drowned them in the river Eridanus.
That's fun.
Very rude. He then blamed this murder on their father being Theia and, what's his face, Hyperion.
And Cronus.
Yeah. Because they were all siblings. Mm-hmm. Saying that their dad thought that the kids were too powerful and would one day want to take over his throne because he was currently the king because he's the dad of all the titans and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And Hyperion, who was a distraught father over losing his kids, swore on the River Styx and his mom Gaia's life, Gaia, that he would support Cronus to the ends of the earth. And the result was their father, the Titan's father, Ouranos, was exiled because they were all turning against him at this point. But really, it was Cronus that was masterminding all this. And Cronus, being the big bad that he is, ended up becoming king of everything.
I mean, that is such a good plan, though, truth be told. Blame it on your dad and then be like, swear in a way that you cannot break this promise that you will stand by my side. And then what's he going to do, really?
Yeah, but, like, that should have tipped him off, no? That his brother wants him to swear on everything?
I mean, I think it was just, like, let's make our own little club of dad's kids who are going to overthrow him. Because maybe he's like, man, I feel for you. All your kids are dead, sort of. But, like, let's overthrow dad together.
Yeah, whatever. But we all know that gods can't die, which is what Theia and Hyperion's kids were. They were gods. The kids who were drowned, well, they didn't die, you know what I mean? So, Zeus tricked his father, who, was Cronus, that was his father, and he led a rebellion against him. You know, I was saying earlier that we need to cover this, there's a lot of stuff in here, but, after Zeus tricked his father Cronus and led the rebellion, those kids, Theia and Hyperion's kids, were by his side, and the other gods and goddesses that were born. And then their father, those kids, Hyperion, he was like, yo, what the heck? I thought you were dead.
Mm-hmm.
But he made this oath to Cronus that he couldn't break. So he had to fight against them. There was nothing he could do about it. But their mother, Theia, who this was kind of about, but kind of not really, she did not make the same oath. And didn't have to fight her own children, but they could never be together as a family after that, because you know how the war between the gods and the titans went. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, the titans lost.
That's really sad, though. I mean, like I said, smart, but it didn't really help Theia in the end, did it?
That she didn't swear. No, but she also didn't have to fight her own kids,
yeah,
so.
That's good, yeah.
But yeah, that's the end of that. That was a happy one.
Mine's not really much happier. Mine is more about death and destruction, so that's fun.
Cool.
Well, I'm talking about Enyo/Bellona, who's one goddess, but those are, like, her Greek and Roman versions. But if you've ever read the Heroes of Olympus series, the spinoff of Percy Jackson, this is Reina Ramirez Arellano's mom.
Cool. Never heard of him.
She is in charge of the Roman king. I was trying to say
them, not him, but you know what I mean. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
She's in charge of the Roman camp. So she's kind of like the cool one in that series.
She's in charge of the Roman camp, so she's like What's his face? Centaur Boy?
Oh, Chiron?
Yes, Chiron. Centaur Boy.
Centaur Boy. Centaur 007. That one.
Yeah.
No, she's actually, she's just a kid. She's not an adult. But she's... Gotcha.
Why is she in charge if she's a child? Well,
she's more like Annabeth was. Like, she's like the golden child of the camp. Knows everything. Chills with the gods that are there.
Who's Annabeth?
Annabeth Chase?
I'm messing with you.
That's not funny. Everyone just groaned. They were like, please.
Oh, well.
Well, Enyo is the Greek goddess of war and destruction. And sometimes she's Ares' sister, and sometimes she's just his buddy. I don't know.
Okay.
Relations are weird. But she's never his wife, so that's chill. Mm. Bellona is the Roman goddess of war. So this is the one that would be Rhaena's mother. And she has a military helmet and torch. And her parents are Jupiter and Juno, the equivalent of Zeus and Hera. And her twin is Mars, so Ares. So in the Roman one, she's always his sister. Enyo, the Greek one, was many, many things. And you'll see her, like, throughout Greek myths as the most random iteration of herself. So she's part of the Graiae. She's also a partner in crime to fear, strife, and dread. And she was the right-hand woman of Ares. So, like, second in command. She was responsible for destruction most of the time. So much so that the fall of Troy was put on her. Eris, which is strife. Deimos, which is dread. And Phobos, which is fear.
Like, phobia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Cool, cool, cool.
But sometimes Phobos was more than just her friend. She was also one of her sisters. Although...
Oh, I thought you were going for the gal power route.
I know. When I read that, no, that's how it's phrased in a lot of the research I did. It was like, she was more than friends. And I was like, ooh. And then it was like, she was her sister. And I was like, oh.
That's so stupid.
Right. But most of the time, Phobos is called Pemphrito, which means alarm.
Warning.
The Graiae were made up... I sound like that stupid filter every time I say that.
What filter?
The one that makes your voice all wiggly.
Oh, I'm on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that one go?
Yeah.
Well, the Graiae, they're made up of Enyo, who in that was just called Horror, Pemphrito, Alarm, and Dino, Dread, which, like, Deimos was also called Dread, but that was the male version. So Deimos is the male version of Dread, and Dino is the female one, who is her sister.
Yes.
Yes. In Hercules, the movie, here it is again, the Fates share one eye and a tooth, but that's not the Fates. That's really supposed to be the Graiae.
Yeah, we talked about this when we talked about Medusa.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, because Medusa spent some time with the Graiae, and we talked about
how
the Fates were portrayed wrongly in what we have already stated a million times is not the most accurate movie.
Right. But they were portrayed accurately in the Percy Jackson, The Sea of Monsters movie. They had the taxi cab company.
Who are we talking about?
The Graiae.
Oh, yeah,
So those were the Graiae sisters, and they did share an eye.
Yeah.
And so these sisters came in a group of three, kind of like a witch coven.
Or a vampire coven.
Are they threes?
No.
Okay.
They're just called covens when there's a group of them. I'll stop talking.
Okay. but they kind of came in this group of three, but they were also sisters to the Gorgons, so Medusa squad.
Which is what I just said. I said they're hanging out with Medusa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying technically they were a group of six. They were just like, here's our own little squad, and our sisters are in this squad, which makes no sense because they were all sisters.
I don't think the Graiae were sisters to the Gorgons, or were they the same thing? They might have been the same thing.
They were meant to be sisters in a lot of the myths.
Yeah, but in some of the myths, like the main Medusa myth, I think they might have been one and the same thing. Yeah,
it depends totally. The Graiae, the Gorgons. Too much work, man.
Just pick one.
The Fates. I mean, all these groups of three. Even the Furies, like, they're all basically the same.
Yeah.
Three women. But all of them were children of Phorcys and Ceto, which were sea gods.
Yep, we talked about that, yeah.
Yeah. And the Graiae are the ones who tell Perseus how to defeat Medusa because he takes their eye and holds it captive for the information.
Yeah, we talked about that too.
Yes. Well, we're talking about it again. But that's basically it. Bellona is kind of like, picture the helper in Thor Ragnarok for the Grandmaster. That's who that is. But the for helper? Aries.
Oh, the one.
The one with the melt stick. Yeah. Yeah, that's her.
Smells like burnt toast.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I should really just start just doing impressions.
Okay.
I'm do not another gonna do one. That. No, go ahead. I'm not going to do that.
What does Zeus sound like to you?
Zeus?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, dang. I thought we were going to get something entertaining.
I don't know. I could have said something really inappropriate, yeah, but I'm not going to.
Well, that's basically it. Yeah. Those are some gods, goddesses, titans. They may not have known.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm so sad.
Why?
Because we're back to the regular theme music.
That's okay. Soon enough, we can have like a Valentine's Day one or something.
Yeah, that's too much work.
Why? It could be like little meet cute music.
Like elevator music?
Ew, no.
I'm not about it.
Like little chimes.
Nah.
Okay, fine. You just be sad then.
I will. I will be sad.
I know. I hear about it enough. You play me the Halloween theme every time.
But it's
you
get so a chance. Good.
It is really good. But it's not Halloween. Which hurts me to say.
Halloween. That's a Brooklyn Nine-Nine reference.
I know.
Another show you guys need to watch.
The best.
Halloween. Okay, we're done talking.
Yep.
We'll leave you alone now. As always, email us, hit us up on social media. That's about it.
Yep. We will link our website down below where you can find all of our things. Our Instagram, Facebook.
Website. You mean our Linktree?
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
That's like a website.
I was like, we have a website?
No.
That's news to us. I mean me.
No. It's very late. We're very tired.
It's not that late. Okay, bye.
Bye.